Hey guys, are you ready for some money rehab?
Wall Street has been completely upended by an unlikely player, GameStop.
And should I have a 401k?
Because you don't do it?
No, I know.
Girl.
You think the whole world revolves around you and your money? Well, it doesn't.
Charge for wasting our time. I will take a check.
Like a old school check.
You recognize her from anchoring on CNN, CNBC, and Bloomberg. The only financial expert you don't need a dictionary to understand, Nicole Lappin.
A few weeks ago, I told you that I think we're in a recession. And I know that is a very loaded word and it sparks a lot of anxiety in many people. But it doesn't have to. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Recessions are times when great fortunes can be made if you really lean into financial literacy and have some cash on the sidelines. Here are five ways to do it. Number one. Take advantage of Series I bonds. The I in Series I stands for inflation, meaning I bonds inflation protect your money, and they have a serious ROI right now. The annualized interest rate is 9.62%. You can buy a Series I bond right now at treasurydirect.gov and you can invest up to $10,000, but start with as little as $25. Number two, bond with bonds. Just like interest rates are up with Series I bonds and savings accounts, so are Treasury bonds. Treasury bonds come in maturation increments of just months up to 10 years. You can buy them through your brokerage, our handy-dandy site, treasurydirect.gov, and you also have access to them through your retirement accounts. Number three, get into real estate without the headache. If you can't afford owning your own home and you don't want to deal with the upkeep or tenants with investment properties, you can still reap some real estate gains without actually owning a physical structure. Real estate investment trusts, or REITs, are investments you can buy just like stocks. Different ones have different types of real estate in them, like residential or commercial or malls or even storage units. So you're buying into a pool of real estate holdings without actually having to fix anyone's plumbing. Winning. Number four, index funds and chill. I know it feels tempting to not buy during a market sell-off. It feels scary and like it's only going to go lower. Just remember one of the few truisms on Wall Street: buy low, sell high. And while we're not looking at the lowest low in the history of the stock market, it's not at the high that we've previously seen. So if you have a long time horizon and you dollar cost average, meaning breaking up your endgame money into little chunks that you invest regularly, then now is a great time to get high quality diversified investments like index funds, which track the whole market index like the S&P 500. Number five. Higher interest rates are good for savers. While it stinks that interest rates are going up for folks with debt, like people with mortgages, credit card debt, etc., it's a great thing for savers. While we used to get basically nothing as interest in a bank, now we'll see real returns with traditional savings accounts and CDs. For today's tip, you can take straight to the bank. If my little primer on REITs piqued your interest, keep listening for an episode I'll be airing later this week where we dive deeper. Is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Nicole Lappin. Our producers are Morgan Lavoie and Mike Coscarelli. Executive producers are Nikki Etor and Will Pearson. Our mascots are Penny and Mimsy. Huge thanks to OG Money Rehab team Michelle Lands for her development work, Catherine Law for her production and writing magic, and Brandon Dicker for his editing, engineering, and sound design. And as always, thanks to you for finally investing in yourself so that you can get it together and get it all. You spend my-